Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on God's will for your healing was recorded at our 2009 Dallas Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
You know, I know many of you have heard me give this testimony, but I like it so much I'm going to give it again. I'd like to hear it myself. But I was in Charlotte, North Carolina, and the lady that I was staying with had watched Nikki's video. And when I came home, she was just sitting there crying. And she says, "That's the most awesome testimony I've ever heard." And she says, "I've got a friend with the same problems. Would you pray for her?" And I said, "Sure, I'll pray for her." And she says, "Well, she's on her way. She'll be here in 10 minutes. Long story, but this woman came in. She had had pain for 9 years. The doctor said that on a scale of 1 to 10, her pain was a constant 11. The only way she had coped was to tape magnets to her body, and then she had magnets sewn into a blanket, and she wrapped herself in it, and somehow this magnetic field affected the pain, and that's the only way she was able to cope. And she had lived 3 years longer than the doctor said that she could live, and she was just barely alive. She came in, long story, but I ministered to her. She was completely healed. First time in 9 years that she was pain-free. And she stood up and took her blanket off and started moving around, and she was pain-free. But then she says, "I still have a burning right here in my back along the waist. Why do I have a burning?" And I said, "You didn't tell me you had a burning. I spoke to pain. I didn't speak to burning." So I spoke to burning and commanded it to leave, and it left. And then I took Mark 11:23 and taught this woman for 20 minutes how to speak. If Satan came back, I said, "He knows I believe what I'm praying, but he doesn't know if you believe it. So he's going to come back and knock on the door. And if you have another pain, it doesn't mean you weren't healed. It doesn't mean that you've lost your healing. It's just Satan seeing if you'll open up the door and let him back in." I said, "Don't let him in. You respond and you speak to the problem." And I taught her Mark 11:23. I spent about 20 minutes doing that. As she got ready to leave, she put her hand on the doorknob and she stopped and looked back at me and she says, "The burning's back." And I said, "Well, I've been teaching you what to do, so I want you to pray and I'll agree with you." And I grabbed hands with her. And you got to remember, 45 minutes before this woman was a Presbyterian. She thought that God had put this on her, and I had to counter all of this stuff. So she prayed a pretty good prayer for a woman that had been a Presbyterian 45 minutes before. And this is nearly word for word what she said. She says, "Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus that I was healed. And if I was healed, I am healed. I claim my healing in Jesus' name. By his stripes, I am healed." That's nearly word for word what she said. That is not a good prayer. And I know some of you are thinking, "Well, that's exactly the way I pray. That's the reason you're still sick." Those are good things to say. There's nothing wrong with saying those things. And that was an improvement over what she was saying when she came in the beginning. But she didn't do what the Bible said. She didn't speak and take her authority and command this healing to flow. She talked to God and confessed her faith in God, which is good, but she did not take her authority and speak to the problem. So I said, "Do you still have any burning?" And she says, "Yes. Why do I have the burning?" I said, "Because you didn't do what I taught you." I said, "You didn't talk to the problem." She says, "You mean I'm supposed to say stinging in the name of Jesus?" And I said, "That's exactly what you're supposed to do." And so she says, "I'll do it." So we joined hands again, and this woman, she said, "Stinging," and I mean, she got mad, "Stinging in the name of Jesus," and that's as far as she got. And she says, "It's gone." And that's been about 7 years ago, and she had a few couple of times that the stinging would return, and she just spoke to it, and it's been gone for 7 years, and she's totally free of all of that. I mean, it was a tremendous example. So here's two things. You got to hear the word. And you not only have to hear the word, but you have to quit hearing things that contradict the word and that are contrary and minister doubt and unbelief to you. You have to learn the power of words. This woman said, "If I may touch but the hem of his garment, I shall be whole." Those are laws. that release the power of God. And I know many people aren't sold on this, and you think, I don't think it's that important. But if you were to go back and study Genesis, God spoke the worlds into existence. God said, let there be light, and there was light. Light responds to words. Words created light. And so words are the parent force. And whatever was created will respond to the parent force. Words are what created you and me. It's what created everything that we see. God spoke everything into existence. Words are more powerful than any of us have a clue about. And every time you speak out your unbelief, we've been taught in our society today, don't hold it in, just let it out. Don't suppress anything. And we think it's therapeutic to just speak forth all of your doubt and unbelief and all of your fears and tell everybody how bad you feel. You're just killing yourself. You're hung by the tongue. You shouldn't be speaking forth doubt and unbelief. There's certain things you need to bury, that you need to rebuke, you need to resist. You don't need to vent every rotten feeling and emotion that you have. Every time you do that, every time you speak forth your fears and your doubts, you're empowering them. Amen. I know some of you think I'm weird, but I think you're weird. You can believe what you want to, but I'm not going to agree with you or we'd both be wrong. I'm telling you, this is what the Bible says. This is one of the laws that she put into motion. She heard the word, and so she had faith, and she said. I don't believe it was just something that came off the top of her head. This was a statement of this woman's faith. This woman said with her mouth, if I can touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And then you know what another thing was? She touched the hem of his garment. And when Jesus turned around and says, who touched me? His disciples were just shocked. Like, you see the multitudes thronging you. If you look the word throng up, it means that they were pressing on him. Everybody was trying to touch Jesus. You know, we have about 800 or 900 people in this room tonight. And if there were 800 or 900 of you trying to throng me, how would a person just walk up to me and reach over and touch the hem of my trousers? There would be no ladylike way to do that if a multitude was thronging me. The reason I bring all this out is to say, you know how I believe that this woman touched the hem of his garment? She was on her hands and knees, elbowing her way through that crowd. And what that says, this woman was committed. She was desperate. She was not going to stay in that situation. You've also got to remember that she had an issue of blood, and I won't take time to turn over there, but in the Jewish culture, in the Bible, it talked about that if a person had an issue of blood, anything or anyone that they touched was unclean. And you had to go through a ceremonial cleansing to get clean from this. If you sat on a saddle, you had to destroy the saddle or go through a ritual to clean it. And it was a terrible, terrible thing. And so much so that people that had an issue of blood had to yell, unclean, anytime they entered into a group, and people would spread out. And if they didn't yell unclean, they could be stoned to death and killed because it was a terrible thing in that society. So for this woman to be pushing through this crowd, touching people with an issue of blood, if she identified herself and told what had happened to her, those people could have killed her. This was life-threatening to her. This woman didn't just try it. You know, there are people that come to meetings today, and if they don't have air conditioning, or if they don't have a padded seat, or if they don't have this, they just can't stand. And you know what? This one of the laws that releases the power of God is you've got to be committed to something. You've got to be to the point. Here's another way of saying, Pastor Bob Nichols, I got this from him and I've applied it to a million different things. But you could say it this way, as long as you can live with sickness, you will. But when you reach a place to where I will not live this way, it's over. I'll die first, but I will not live this way. I am not going to live this way. As long as you, when you get to where you can't stand it anymore, you know what? You'll start seeing the power of God release. But as long as you could live without what you believe for, you will. That's one of the reasons that I enjoy praying for people when the doctors have given up. Because you know what? As long as they can cope, as long as they can struggle through, People aren't just totally committed. But when the doctors give up on them, you know, it's like, well, praise God. They don't have their faith spread out, diluted anymore. They now focused on the Lord. That's the only hope that they've got. And now they can commit themselves 100% to just believing God. That helps you. So this woman, she heard. This woman spoke and took the power of words and confessed. She was determined. She put her life on the line, and she was not going to take no for an answer. This woman was believing God. Those are things that are absolutely essential. And there's lots of other things. But you can see just a few of these laws. You know, look over at this passage of Scripture in Isaiah chapter 45. You need to look this up in your Bible. You wouldn't believe this is in the Bible if you don't read it. This is a radical statement. Isaiah chapter 45 and in verse 11. Thus saith the Lord, the Holy One of Israel and His Maker, ask me of things to come concerning my sons and concerning the work of my hands, command ye me. Boy, now what does this mean? Command ye me. I'd say that the average person thinks, well, I'm nobody to be commanding God. I can't command or demand anything of God. What in the world does this mean? It doesn't mean that you're commanding God in the sense that you're greater in power or authority or that God has to obey you. But this is the way that, you know, we command electricity. If you want the lights on in this place, you can't call the electric company and say, we've got hundreds of people coming tonight. Would you please turn on the electricity? No, they generate the power. They put it into this building. But if you want the lights on, you go flip the switch. And in a sense, you are commanding it. You are turning it on. It's at your command. And you can call the electric company all you want to and beg them to turn on the electricity, but they won't do it. They generate the power, but then it's at your command. And you flip the switch. And when you flip that switch, you command that power. And see, we now have been given the power of God. It is at our command.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on supernatural healing. This teaching series was recorded at our 2009 Dallas Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM239 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The third CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the third teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
These truths that I'm sharing today, I tell you, they need to be heard all over the world, and I'm doing what I can. You know, we now have the potential of reaching 2.2 billion people daily with this gospel truth broadcast. We're only on one time a day in most places. We need to be on multiple times per day for saturation. There's a lot more that could be done, but it just costs a lot of money. We now spend over $600,000. It's closer, actually, to $1 million a month on television and radio airtime, and we need to be expanding. So I ask you that if you've been blessed and if you want to help me get this truth out, please join with us and become a partner today.